The power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit. Certainly a lot of confusion out there. And guys, you can think I'm going to be ugly. I'm going to try not to be too ugly today, but I didn't have an intent to be ugly. But the plan is to preach the Word today. But a lot of what I see when I turn on TV doesn't line up with the Bible. Things that are being said, this is the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit said this, and the Holy Spirit this, and the Holy Spirit that, and I look, and I look, and I look, and I look, and I look. Where'd that come from? Okay? A lot of confusion out there today. And there's a lot of quackery. Say quackery with me. Quackery. Kooky. Kooky. You know, there's a lot of people don't come to Christ because they say that's just kooky. And you know, a lot of times they're right. They're right. They're not wrong. Worldly people aren't stupid. You understand? Say. They're not stupid people. The lost aren't stupid people. They can see things. A lot of times they can see better than the church can see. They can see right through the mess. So, the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to talk about it today. You might say, Pastor, I don't know a thing about what you're talking about. I don't have a clue about the Holy Spirit. Well, I think we're going to start at a good place with you then. We're going to listen to what Jesus had to say. I think that's always a great place to be. Amen? What did Jesus have to say about the Holy Spirit? So the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's go with a new series, 2-week series on the power of the Holy Spirit. Today's message is, why do I need Him? What I need Him? Got Jesus, right? Jesus died on the cross, right? Rose from the dead. Names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you know. So why do I need Him? The Holy Spirit, what is that? And I'm sure a lot of people think, who is that? You know what I mean? I mean, God, I know God. Some people only know Jesus. I mean, they're like, Jesus, who's Jesus? And now who's this? The Holy Spirit. Okay? So let's talk about the Holy Spirit today. Why do I need the Holy Spirit? Okay? We believe... I believe the Scriptures teach clearly, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Do I understand that? No. You're asking the wrong fella. if I can explain how God works and all that stuff. You know what I mean? But God is one God in three persons. You might, how does He do that? Well, because He's God. Okay? And you're a body, you're a soul. You have a soul, you have a body, you have a soul, and you have a spirit. So we're made in His image. So it's not that hard to grasp, but the bottom line is that God the Father sent His who? Son, what's His name? Jesus, to die for our what? Sins, He did. He was buried, He rose again. And Jesus then said, stay here in Jerusalem, and I'm going to send you the Comforter, or the Holy Spirit is going to come. I'm not going to leave you alone. You will never be alone. Say that with me. You will never be alone. You will never be alone. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Is that what Jesus said? Is that what Scriptures teach? Sure He does. Let's go with the message now. The power of the Holy Spirit. Why do I need Him? Now, why did Jesus Christ come? First of all, before we talk about the Holy Spirit, this is really important. Why did Jesus Christ come? The Bible says in Matthew 1, right out of the gate. I mean, back in, you know, Bethlehem and Christmas and all that. And she shall bring forth a what? And thou shalt call His name who? For He shall do what? Save His people from their sins. So, why did Jesus Christ come? He came to save people from their sins. For the Son of Man is what? Come to do what? To seek and to save that which was lost. You know, guys, I don't think we really have too much of a problem understanding why Jesus came. We're all sinners. Okay? We're without hope without God. Jesus and God and the Spirit knew we're without hope. Jesus came. It was God's plan. It was God's way. That's why you got to do what God says. Amen? Say. Ain't your ideas that's going to fly with this. You have to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. So, He came to save sinners. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten what? That whosoever does what? Believes in Him should not what?
but have everlasting life. That's why Jesus Christ came. Are we cool on that? Yes or no? Okay, got it. Okay. Why all the confusion about the Holy Spirit? Wow. I mean, we're pretty settled on that, right? On why Jesus came. Well, here's the question that I want to pose to you today. Do you think the power of the Holy Spirit just might have something to do with Jesus? Say. Or you think it's just all new and all different and a whole new thing now and it's all a different thing? Say. Or do you think just maybe the Spirit coming is going to have something to do with Jesus' death, His burial, and His resurrection? Well, I do. I think it has everything to do with Jesus. I think the Holy Spirit has everything to do with Jesus. Period. And we're going to see today what we mean. Acts 1:8. Jesus said, "You stay right here," to His disciples. He had risen from the dead. Now, a lot of people scattered and fled and forsook Him. But the group that had not, He said, "Stay in Jerusalem. Do not leave this area. And you're going to receive what?" Say it with me. Power. You're going to receive what? They were feeling pretty powerless. Their leader is dead, crucified. Okay? Now, He is risen. And He had appeared to many, many, many of them, right? Yes or no? Appeared to over 500 at one time. Absolutely, according to the Scriptures. Yeah. So they're feeling pretty good about this Savior. Obviously, they don't understand everything. But we're seeing a bunch of guys who forsook Him and fled. And it seems like they're manning up and they're getting ready. You know what I'm saying? They're seeming like they're together here. And something's going to happen. Jesus says, "You hang in here. You stay here because something's going to happen. You're going to receive what? Power." Because He told them He's going away. "You shall receive power after the Holy" what? The Holy Ghost or the Holy what? Spirit is come upon you. "And you shall be witnesses" unto who? Who's me? Jesus. "Both in" where? Where you are right now. In Judea. In Samaria. And where? Uttermost part of the earth, whole world. So, stay here. You're going to receive what? Power. Let's keep moving. Now, they're going to receive power. The Holy Ghost is going to come. What is all that about? And who is He? And what's He going to do? And why is He here? And why do I need Him? And I'd like to let Jesus' words speak to us today. Remember, all of these words are the words of Jesus. And we're going to put them up for you. And we're going to let His words, without me being too clever, I'm going to let His words sort of make the case. And let's get the gist of the idea of why the Holy Spirit is here and is coming and why we need Him. Y'all capisce? You understand? Here we go. So we're going to back up a little bit to His teaching. He was saying things all the time to His disciples. You think I say stuff that you don't get sometimes. He was saying a lot of stuff they didn't get. You know what I mean? He was always talking to them, and they didn't get it. All right? So this is some of the stuff He was saying all along. He said, "I will pray the Father, and He will give you another" what? "Comforter, that He may abide with you forever." So, I am going to send you, the Father is going to give you a what? A comforter. The word comforter is the same word, stay with me guys, hang in here. The word comforter is our word, the same word for Holy Spirit. It's the one who is the Holy Spirit. He's sending a comforter. It's the word paraclete. Now, I don't get into a lot of words like that, but here's what it means. Say that with me. The what? Help me, church. Wake up with me. Come on now. Help me now. The one who does what? So, I'm going to send you one. The Father's going to send you one who's going to come alongside of you when I'm gone. The Holy Spirit's going to do what? He's going to do what? He's going to come alongside of us. You understand that? He's the one who comes alongside. Now He's going to abide with you how long? Forever. Who said this? Somebody tell me.
Jesus did.
So when you receive the Holy Spirit, when Jesus is not here, you put your faith in Jesus because He is not here. When you put your faith in Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes alongside of you. Are y'all hearing me or not? Because there's a lot of crazy, goofy teaching out there. The Holy Spirit's going to come alongside of you. And how long is He going to be with you? Somebody take a wild guess. How long? How long? Sure. And there's different scriptures that you can see where you can quench the Spirit and things like that. It's like in any relationship. Just because you're married sometimes doesn't mean that that might not be a little cool in that relationship that day. Amen. Or for that moment or that period of time. Those things happen with God, but the Holy Spirit is going to be with you how long? Keep that in mind. Even, Jesus speaking, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees Him not, neither what? Knows Him. But you know Him, for He dwells with you and shall be what? In you. I will not leave you what? That's that word again. I will what? Come to you. I will come to you. So we see Spirit of truth. He's called the, say that, He's called, the Holy Spirit's called the what? Spirit of truth. Well, and again, I don't want to get ugly, but it's amazing how much I see today done in the name of the Spirit that is not true. Did you hear what I just said? There's a lot of stuff done in the name of the Spirit that is not. If something is not true, if something is not right, I don't care what the fellow might say. If it's not true and it's not right, it's not of the Spirit. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Sometimes we put off goofy things that people do or we do in church. And I know I'm being ugly and people are not going to like it when it goes on the radio. I know that. Sure. Okay, it's fine. Hi. But listen, I'm serious. A lot of kooky, a lot of goofy that we do, we just put it off and just, I know it looks goofy and I know it looks kooky, but that's because it's the Spirit. Could it not just be you goofy? Say. That wouldn't fly in anything else, would it? But in church it flies. Now you work at Walmart and you do something goofy, they're going to say, you know what, you just did something goofy. But if you do it in church, oh, it was the Spirit. Are y'all got common sense with me today or not? So the Spirit of truth, Rog, let's roll it. And you shall know Him and He'll dwell with you and He'll be in you. So we're just replaying that again on the screen so you can see it. You'll know Him, He'll dwell in you, He shall be in you. Keep going. But the Comforter, Jesus continued to talk. We got quite a few scriptures. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, that's what we said earlier, whom the Father will what? In whose name? Jesus' name. Just trying again to make the case that the Holy Spirit has everything to do with who? Jesus. Absolutely. He'll send in my name and He shall do what? Teach you what? All things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever who? I said or Jesus said unto you. So the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He's going to teach you. Do you think He's going to use His Word to teach you? Yes or no? Say. Absolutely. Now, the heavens declare the glory of God too, right? Even creation, Romans 1 tells us that, you know, we can learn by the things that are made. We can see things that are made and we can understand there's a God and a Godhead. Amen. That's what the Scriptures teach. We're without excuse. So, the Spirit is teaching, but He's certainly teaching His Word and He's certainly teaching whose Word? Jesus' Word. And things that Jesus has said. So, the Spirit is sent in my name. He shall teach you all things. He shall bring all things to your remembrance. whatsoever I have said unto you. So let's keep going. We're building the case. Just reading Scripture, talking a little bit. Are you all right so far? Cool. But when the Comforter is come, that's the Holy Spirit, whom I will send unto you from the who? Father. Even the Spirit of what again? Truth. But so much of what I see today or I hear people say of the Spirit is not what? True. I can't find it. It doesn't line up with the Scriptures. It's just because you say it, I'm supposed to believe it. Is that what it is now? Say. Well, the Spirit told me this, and that's what I'm doing this for. And see, that's what He said. Well, can you show me somewhere, maybe? And maybe not just one verse or something? Can we... You understand, yes or no? Which proceeds from the Father, He shall testify of who? So the Holy Spirit is going to testify of who? Jesus. So what I'm trying to do today is just try to help us a little bit see what Jesus had to say. And I'm trying to make the case, guys, that if we see stuff or stuff's being said, or maybe we're even doing stuff, a lot of stuff that we call the Spirit that doesn't have anything much to do with Jesus, it could be that we're just not on the right path. You listening or not? Okay, good. He shall testify of me, and you also shall bear witness, because you've been with me from the beginning. Okay? So the Holy Spirit's going to bear witness of Jesus, but you also, talking to His followers, you're going to bear witness because you've seen me and you've known me, Jesus is saying. Yes or no? All right, good. I'll send Him unto you, the Spirit of truth. We see that again. And He shall testify of me. And then again, you shall also bear witness of me. Building the case. We're not going to do this much longer, but it's important. Keep looking. Jesus still speaking. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient or necessary for you that I go away. I'm sure they were wondering, why are you going? Where are you going? And they asked questions like that of Jesus. He says, look, if I don't go away, the who? Or the who? Holy Spirit will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will what? Send Him unto you. So, it's important that I go. It's more, you know, it's also important that I go to the cross. It's important that I die on the cross. I raise from the dead. I save your sinful rear end. Amen. All that good stuff. Amen. All that. But also, the Holy Spirit's not going to come unless I do what I'm supposed to do. I'll send Him to you. John 16. And when He is come, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, look at this. He will reprove the world of what? What? He will do what? He will reprove the world of... And of... That's a big deal. That's a big thing the Holy Spirit does. That's a big thing the Holy Spirit does. He reproves us of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. The Holy Spirit. Of sin because they believe not, of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more, of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. So, the Holy Spirit will reprove the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Still just talking about what Jesus had to say. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. And I think some of you are feeling the same way this morning. Oh my gosh. Howbeit, when He... the Spirit of truth, there it is again. Have you heard a common theme about the Holy Spirit this morning? Truth, truth, truth. Why does so much not look true if He is all about truth? Yes or no? Are y'all, have I lost you? Good. Why does so much in the name of the Spirit that's done not look true or look real, R-E-A-L, real, real, but it's manufactured. Why does so much of it not look real if He's all about what? Truth. That's a good question. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of who? That's another thing I got when I flip the TV and stuff. Whole lot of people talking about themselves. Am I shocking you today? Don't you have eyes to see as well? Listen, the Holy Spirit is not speaking of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He. And He'll show you things to come. Look at this one, the Holy Spirit. Look at this one. He shall glorify who? Who's saying this? So the Holy Spirit will glorify who? Jesus. For He shall receive of mine, and He shall show it unto you. So, we saw a lot in that passage. Look at it. Again, the Spirit of truth. He'll guide you into all truth. So there's truth, truth. He's not going to speak of Himself. And maybe I'm from a different little point of view than you guys because I'm a pastor. And I hear people come up to me or they say things or I hear things. I don't know. Hear a lot of talking about themselves, you know, and what I did and what happened to me and look at I did this or whatever. Doesn't sound like what the Holy Spirit would do. What He hears, He'll speak. He's going to show you things to come, and He's going to glorify who? Jesus. Jesus. Keep looking. The power of the Holy Spirit. What have we learned so far this morning? Well, you say, Pastor, you put a lot of Scripture up. I don't think I know anything yet. Well, all right. We'll see what we can do here. Why do I need Him? Well, let's listen to Jesus again. I put it all on one page for you. We're just going to click, and we're going to see what we've discovered from the words of Jesus today. We're going to just take it easy, Raj. Here we go. Listen to Jesus. Can we say these together? Let's just say, are you all right? You're live. This is the Holy Spirit. This is what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit. And let's see what He said, and let's say it together so that at least we'll always know this is what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit. So maybe when I hear other things being said about the Holy Spirit or things that don't ring true, maybe I'll remember the words of Jesus, what He said. Are y'all cool or not? Say it with me. Ready? Here we go. He will abide with you. He is the... How many times did He say that? At least how many? He is the Spirit sent in my name, Jesus' name. Not your name. You know that, right? Say. You know it's not about you, right? Say. Okay? Say. It's not up to you to get us all in a frenzy here. You understand that? Yes or no? Say. You understand that? It's not your job. Did you get that? Yes or no? Thank you. Sorry to be ugly. I'm not trying to be. I'm just trying to be rational. I'm about to pop my lid while I'm trying to be rational. Here we go. He shall what? He's going to teach you things. It didn't say He's going to teach you to be goofy. It didn't say He's going to teach you to roll around on the floor and flop like a chicken. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Now that might offend some of you in the room today, but that is not what He said. Somebody else said that, and so that happens, I believe, and people do it. You know, here's Roger's argument. Roger and I have a lot of time. We spend a lot of time together talking about the messages. He and I have been working together for 11 years on the Word of God together. You see it every Sunday. Hardly ever does he miss or do I miss. What does that mean? We spend a lot of time in the Word. That make us a pro? No, but it does at least mean we're doing something. Amen? Here's how Roger feels. Why don't they, at Walmart, if you're full of the Spirit, won't you flop around like a chicken at Walmart? Or at Publix? Or when you're getting your driver's license? Well, you know we can't do it there. How about the post office? We can't do it there. Why is it? Isn't that rational thinking, yes or no? Yeah, is that rational, yes or no? See, guys, listen. It's okay to be rational. It's okay to use your brain here. Is that all right, yes or no? I'm just asking you, challenge yourself to really believe and listen to the words of Jesus. I'm not saying the Spirit doesn't do a lot of things. Don't get me wrong today. But I really would like to get us back to at least to get our feet grounded to where we can be sensible. You understand? He shall bring, say it with me, He shall bring to what I have said to you. Guys, when you read the Word of God, that's God's Word, the Holy Spirit will help you as you read His Word. See, that's why it's not going to fly, I don't understand the Bible. Well, there's all kinds of ways you can get better understanding of the Scripture out there in this culture we live in today. That's no excuse, guys. That's pitiful. I never understood anything I didn't read either. Amen, say. But as you read, it's a promise of the Lord that He is going to, the Comforter, the Paraclete, the one's going to come alongside of you, and He's going to help you what? He's going to help you remember. You believe that or not? I believe it. I didn't know a thing about the Bible. I started from zero. My mother was 40 when she got saved. Well, about 43. She was a drunk. Didn't ever read the Bible. Put her faith in Christ, never drank another drop. Started reading the Word of God. Became a powerful woman of God. How did that happen? Holy Spirit. You understand, yes or no? She could love on others, teach others, care for others. How could a drunk woman do that? Holy Spirit. Did she have to put effort in it? Sure she did. But still, He helps. That's what He does. Say that with me. I will. Said that at least twice. He shall what? Of me. And He also said, you shall also bear witness of me. He said that as well, Jesus said. But wait a minute. You know, us with the Spirit in us, He's going to testify of Jesus, but we're also going to testify of Jesus. So us and the Spirit working together is going to testify of who? Jesus. Not about us. Yes or no? Not about me. It's about Him. He will reprove, say it with me, He will reprove the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He will guide you into what? Oh, there's that truth word again. How is it that on something truth, 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 Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life of the truth. I'm the truth, the way, the truth, the life. Isn't that what He said? Truth, 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 truth. The truth shall set you what? Truth never meant make you kooky. Say, truth shall set you free. Truth's not supposed to be so you make up stuff. Are you hearing me? And again, I'm not trying to broad brush everything. It's going to sound like that today when you listen. I know it is. I'm not trying to. But I am strongly, strongly, strongly recommending anything you say that's the Spirit, that it is true. And don't play games. And pull the wool and act like that. That is something that is not. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. That is condemned in the Word of God, especially in the Old Testament. You see stuff like that and God doesn't play with it. So, it's tough, man. He's big on truth. He shall not speak of who? Himself. What He hears, the Holy Spirit, what He hears, He shall speak. Now, by the way, now, that seems how the church works sometimes. What I hear, I'll just speak. You ever think you ever heard something that you it wasn't the Lord had told you? Raise your hand if you ever heard something the Lord didn't tell you. You ever heard something the Lord didn't tell you? You ever had an idea that wasn't Jesus' idea? Can I see your hand? How many of you thought it was Jesus' idea? You did it and realized it wasn't Jesus' idea. Can I see your hand on that one? Do you see what I'm saying? He's gonna what He hears, He'll speak, but not necessarily what you hear should you speak. Because you ain't Him. But so much of what we say, we can make it seem like the Holy Spirit said it if we say this. Well, the Spirit told me. Oh, okay, it's all good now. No, I think I ought to say this. What the Spirit told you ought to line up with this book. Or did you hear me now? Yes or no? It ought to line up right here with this book. And I think the Spirit said it. I don't know. He did say that we're foolish. He did say that. I know that we're foolish for following him. I mean, it's called that. We're called that, the offscouring of the earth. I know that, but I don't necessarily think we're supposed to necessarily always look foolish, though. Right? Say, what do you think? Well, anyway, let's keep going. He will show you what? Things to come. He shall glorify who? Jesus said. So no, I know I said that already, and I beat that into your head again. But who said all those things on the screen today? Did Gary say them or Jesus say them? Who said them? Jesus, about the Holy Spirit. And here's what he says now. Jesus is resurrected. He's soon to go and be seated at the right hand of God the Father, where he is today. He said, you shall receive what? After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be what? Of who? Witnesses of me. Where? Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the othermost part of the earth. So he started right there where they were. Jerusalem, religious Grand Central Station. He started right there with them. You're going to start right here, and you're going to work it out. Amen? Now, let's go with the message a little further. Our time, we've got maybe, I'm going to try to take 5 minutes, Raj. Raj is laughing. Here we go. Why do I need him? Let's see what happened. In the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit came. The Holy Spirit came. We saw the Spirit come. Why do I need him? Well, let's look and see. Number one, say it with me. So I can what? One more time. So I can what? One more time. So I can what? Yeah. That's why the Holy Spirit, that's why I need him. So I can speak up for Jesus. Listen, let's go to the book of Acts. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the house or the room where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues. Say tongues with me. Like as fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were what? Filled with the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, or the Comforter. And they began to speak with other what? Say it. What do you talk with? Your what? You talk with your tongue? Say. Try it without it. So they spoke with other what? Tongues, as the Spirit gave them what? Utterance. Keep looking. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews. Say it with me. Devout men. Now say this part with me. Out of what? Does that sound like a lot of folk there? A lot of different languages? Yes or no? Sure. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude did what? They came together. And they were what? Confounded, because that every man, say it with me, heard them what? With their what? No, they spoke with their what? No, they spoke with this. Every man heard them speak with his tongue in their own what? Their own language. And they were all amazed. And marveled, saying one to another, say this part with me, behold, are not all these which speak? See, because he told them to stay. Don't go back home. It's going to be pretty amazing what's going to happen. They know you ain't too bright. I'm going to get the glory here. It's all about me now. Got it? Yes or no? And they were amazed. Are not all these that speak Galileans? Without saying a whole lot, I'm not going to get into deep on that right there, but here's what I'm going to tell you today. The Holy Spirit came. people from every nation on the planet, whoever was there, all the different nationalities that were there. And we see other scriptures. You can go read Acts 2 and you'll see it lists a lot of the names of the different nationalities that were there. They heard about the Lord as the Spirit gave utterance, and they heard in their own what? They heard in their own language. Since when, I know I'm going to get feedback on this and flack, but since when did speaking in tongues become some gibberish that nobody can understand? Say, I'm sorry, guys, I'm sorry. And it goes back to Roger's thinking, if you can speak in tongues here at church or whatever, why can't you do it at Walmart? And why can't on any given day at Walmart you hear people speaking in 20 different languages as the Lord gives utterance for them to do that, if that's what it's all about? Does that make sense, yes or no? It ought to make sense. I didn't really think I was going to go this way with the message today, but that's where I'm headed. I'm not doing it out of spite. I'm not doing it to hurt anybody. Did you hear me, yes or no? Guys, if there's anything at Fellowship I want us to be, I want us to be real. I want us to be honest. I want us to do right. Did you hear me today? I don't want to do something. Well, they did it up yonder, and they did it over there, and they did it down here. And in some corridors, if you don't do what they're doing, then you don't measure up. Does that sound like Jesus say? I don't think so. So I'm not judging somebody else, but I'm letting the Word talk today a little bit. But I can't help but put my 2 cents in. Why do I need Him so I can speak up? That's what they did. Did they speak up that day for the Lord? And these men were hurt. These men were scared to death. These people, they had to have the Holy Spirit. You think they're going to talk about Jesus when everything just happened? Say, surely not. God help them. God helped them to speak. God did something crazy that day to where they could speak in other languages and people could hear about Jesus in their own language. That's what happened. The word for tongue is the word dialecto in the Greek. That's what the word means, where we get our word dialects from. So, that's what happened there. Number two, why do I need Him? So I can speak up. Number two, so I can what? Are y'all listening today? So I can stand up. Guys, it's not the easiest thing to have been a sinner your whole life and all of a sudden you're going to stand up for Jesus. You know who you need to help you do that? The Holy Spirit. And it's easy to stand up for you. It's stand up for, you know, what you think. But we need to stand up for who? Jesus. So that's why the Holy Spirit. Look what Peter did. So they're talking, and as they're speaking, all the crowd were amazed. They were in doubt, saying one to another, what does this mean? We're hearing them speak in languages we can understand. Others mocking said, and of course those were the religious leaders that were putting Jesus down and putting things He did down. They said, these men are full of what? They're drunk as skunks. They're drunk! They're crazy! Don't listen to them! But they're going, well, I can't help but listen to him because he's speaking in my language. Yes or no? Yeah. So Peter heard him say that. Now, had Peter denied the Lord 3 times? Sure, yeah. John 21, he realized he's forgiven, but he's still weak in the knees. But Peter does what? Say it with me. Peter what? One more time. Peter what? Who you think helped him stand up? The Holy Spirit. With the 11, he lifted up his what? And he said unto them, you men of Judea and all that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, hearken unto my what? We are not drunk, as you suppose, seeing it ain't but 9 in the morning. It ain't but 9 a.m. Keep listening. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I'll pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Peter certainly thought that was a fulfillment of what was happening. It shall come to pass that whosoever, say that with me, shall call upon the what? Name of the Lord shall be what? saved. You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you did yourselves also knew. You saw it. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you've taken him, and by wicked hands you've crucified him and you've killed him, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held of it. Can you feel Peter and see him say, who's helping him do that? Holy Spirit, this Jesus hath God raised, whereof we are all what? And buddy, I'm telling you something right now, the church was born. Are you kidding me? New life breathed into that church. Life came into the church. Where'd that life come from? The Holy Spirit of the living God. For Peter to stand up. So number one, why do I need the Spirit? Just real simple, so I can speak up. Number two, why do I need the Holy Spirit? So I can what? Stand up. Number three, why do I need the Holy Spirit? So I and others can be, say it with me, saved. Guys, that's how we get saved, is the Holy Spirit draws us. You might not be aware of it, you might not know it. But I'm going to tell you something right now. As persuasive as others can be and preachers can be, we can't save you. Unless the Spirit draw a man, he can't be saved. So God, why do we need the Spirit? So I can be saved. It's His work. It's His calling. It's His doing. Keep looking. Back in Acts, stay with us with the story. So Peter gets up. He stands up. He's preaching. He's sharing the Word of God as the Holy Spirit is just helping him. Now when they heard this, they were what? They were pricked in their heart. And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do? Now, these aren't necessarily friendly folk that's hearing this message. But somehow the power of God, the Spirit of God, Peter's preaching the Word of God, and that pricks them in their heart, and they go, what shall we do? And here's what Peter says. Say it with me. Say what Peter says. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of who? Jesus Christ, for the... And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You'll have Him like we got Him. How about that? Amen. For the promise is unto you and to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did He testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then, say that part with me, they that gladly received His what? Were what? And the same day, right there, in a place they probably didn't want to stay in, they wanted to run, they wanted to go back to Galilee, familiar territory, they stayed right there, and right there in that very place, about 3,000 people put their faith in Christ right then. I started out the message today, do you think the Holy Spirit has something to do with Jesus? Well, call me simple if you want to, but I think the Holy Spirit has everything to do with Jesus. I think that's why we have the Holy Spirit. That's why He comes so we can be saved. That's why He's in our life so that we can testify and witness and change and have a strong testimony for who? For Jesus' sake. Is that a simple message? It is a simple message, I guess. I'm just not so sure the Holy Spirit came so that we can maybe put on a show or something. It just doesn't seem to line up with the nature and character of God. Are y'all hearing me or not? Sorry if that spoils what you think. Here's the verse again. But you shall receive what? After the Holy Ghost has come upon, and you shall be what? Unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. The Holy Spirit. Why do I need Him? We're done this morning. Hope you received something today from the Word of God. Let's praise the Lord for it this morning. Come on. Thank you, Lord, for your Word. Amen. Praise the Lord.